I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Revive 2022 begins this January with special guests Kevin Wallace, Sam Luke, and Ron Webb. Join us on Sunday nights at Pace Assembly Ministries for Revive 2022.
I believe that the enemy knows more about us and our potency and our potential and about our future than we do ourselves.
He is still the master of every situation, and he has never seen a circumstance he cannot control, and he will bring us out.
I don't know who God sent me here to prophesy to this house tonight. Whatever you've been trusting him for and whatever you've been believing him for, I want you to praise him right now like it's already.
You won't want to miss Revive 2022.
I have in my spirit, and I believe many of you in this congregation, many of you that are watching because you've let me know, that there is a high expectation for a visible manifestation of God's power in this coming season. I mean, how much low can we go? How much, you know, I read an article on the news that said people are numb in their spirit today. They've heard stuff so much over and over again that they're numb in their spirit. But for the people of God, there is a heightened sense of expectation because when it gets so low, you know that God is up to something. Because he's still in control of this entire universe. He's a God of our destiny. In other words, God always has plans, as I preached last week, out in front of you that you've yet to see. He has pre-planned our lives for what could be and what should be if we will believe and trust him and act on his word. I would encourage you to get a pen and paper out. There may be some things you want to write down just to go back and reference here in just a few moments. Not that it's so profound with me, but it's God's word, and I believe it will help you. God gives us promises. The promises are meant to lead us into covenant. I want to say that again. God gives promises to us, and those promises are to lead us step by step into covenant. Covenant is different than promises. Some people are only operating on the promises, and they feel like that if this one doesn't come to pass, somehow God has not kept his word. That's the reason why you need to step into covenant. That's the reason why there is not so many covenants. In fact, there's only 8 major covenants throughout the Word of God. One of them was made to Abraham. One of them was made to Noah. He tells Abraham, I'm cutting a covenant with you, Abraham, and I want to let you know that if you'll go outside and see the stars twinkle, and if you can count all those stars, that's going to be your descendants. Go down to the beach, Abraham, and pick up every little grain of sand, because that is the covenant that I'm making with you, that as far as you can see and as many as you can count will be the descendants that will come out of you. There's kings in you, Abraham. You're just the start of this thing. But within you is the destiny for those that are coming behind you. With every step, we are moving into a predestined covenant with God. It is the steps, the Bible says, of a good man, the righteous man, that are ordered by the Lord. I want to make sure you understand today that you can walk any way you want to and take whatever trail you want to, but if you walk with God, he has an order to your steps. And sometimes those steps, as it has been this past year, will take you through valleys and up on mountains. Some will be through the wilderness. Some will be triumphs and blessings. And in one portion of Psalm 23, he said he'll lead us into green pastures. He'll lead us and he will guide us, according to the scripture, to bring about what he sees and what he planted, or what the scripture says, hidden in Christ Jesus in you. That's so important. It's hidden in you. If Christ lives on the inside of you, then your destiny, your future, your plans are all hidden in Christ Jesus. And it's up to you to discover what those hidden plans are. God purposefully puts them out of your reach, that you have to exercise faith in order to take hold of it. Just like Abraham. And I want you to know that it was no different for Abraham than it is for us today. Somehow we think that faith didn't come about until the New Testament, but I declare to you that it was faith, or favor, that came upon Noah that caused him to build the ark. And it was faith. Abraham simply believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness' sake, the Bible says. It takes time to walk out the word of God. Ecclesiastes 3 and chapter 3, verse number 11 says this: He made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity, watch this, in our hearts, in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. Why is it that there is, above all things, a God place on inside of every human being? Because God put it there. And he intended for you not to have stuff without him. Because stuff without him becomes simply materialistic, and you lose the value of your relationship with God, who daily loads us with blessings. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said he makes everything beautiful. In other words, the term beautiful there is mature. He matures it. When do we know the rose is completely matured? Well, not in its bud stage, and not even when it gets to a point where it's a little bit closed, but when it opens up and the fragrance of that rose comes out and you can smell it in the entirety of the room, we say that is fully mature now. It is, what is it doing? It is giving to us what was hidden on the inside of the rose. That smell you smell was hidden on the inside of the rose, waiting for full maturity. And it took days and it took weeks, and somebody planted a seed, but it came into full maturity when it got to your house, when you did the right thing and sent your wife a dozen roses, and they all didn't die, but they opened up and smelled really good. I wish I had some men right here who understood the timing of the Lord to say amen right there. But obviously, by the silence, you have failed to send roses to your wife in recent days. I suggest that you make a move. He puts eternal destiny into our hearts to cause us. It's the promise. It's the breadcrumbs that he drops on the road and says, walk this way and you'll walk into your destiny that I have already designed and closed the book on, because I already know what I have in store for you. He commands the believer, like he did Abraham, walk before me. Throughout the scripture, there's many places that he tells us how that we should walk. In one place, he says, walk worthy of the calling that has been placed upon your life. It's a high. Don't walk like the other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Walk worthy of the vocation. I've called you with a high calling. Why are you down in the pig pen? Walk in the light, he says. Don't walk in darkness. Darkness and light in the Bible constitutes ignorance or revelation, illumination. So when you walk in the light, you're walking in understanding. You're walking in the knowledge and the wisdom of God's word. He said, if you're going to walk before me, you got to walk in love. And that don't mean just those who sent you a Christmas card already. because we're reactionary. But he said, I want you to love everybody like I love everybody. He said, I want you to walk in the Spirit. I want you to be Spirit-led and Spirit-guided. Walk in that. Consult with the Spirit of God on a daily basis as to what I should do, how I should walk. He says, walk in wisdom. Wisdom. You know that the Bible says, don't be a fool. Unfortunately, we are a world filled. They're walking in the vanity of their own mind, the emptiness of their own knowledge, and knowledge without God is not wisdom. But knowledge sets itself up to be God. Y'all all right? Can I drop something on you right here that's been rolling in my head? Some of you may have heard me say a little bit about this before, but science by definition is knowledge. It's knowledge. It's the ever acquiring of knowledge. And the Bible says that in the last days there would be a whole group of people that would be ever learning but never coming to the truth. Why? Because you can gain knowledge and still be a fool. Come on, somebody. In fact, there's no fool like a fool who's full of knowledge and thinks that he can't be fired from his high government position. There's no fool that says, I'm going to do this and I don't care what other people think. And suddenly they pull the trigger on you and there you are, terminated from your very high profile job. I would just want you to know that whatever you see on the horizon, there's no fool. Sometimes there's no fool like an old fool. And pride will let you acquire knowledge. But if you don't get the wisdom of God, wisdom is applied knowledge. Watch what happened. We're saying today, follow this, follow the science. And we've long since left that. And what they were saying is follow the knowledge. Well, go all the way back to the book of Genesis and you'll find everything that's going on very clearly played out. Because when God spoke to Adam and Eve, he said, you can eat of every tree in this garden, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in that day you shall surely die. And Satan comes along and says, follow the knowledge, because God knows the day you take of that and you get knowledgeable, you'll be like God. And now we've got people that think they are like God, but they have become, according to the scripture, they have become fools with their ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth of God's word. I want to call it out this morning because I don't want this church to step into 2022 thinking that all things are going to continue the same way they were. God has got us on a path of destiny, and if he gets ready to open up the windows of heaven, I don't want to be standing in another location acting a fool.
Revive 2022 begins this January with special guests Kevin Wallace, Sam Luke, and Ron Webb. Join us on Sunday nights at Pace Assembly Ministries for Revive 2022.
I believe that the enemy knows more about us and our potency and our potential and about our future than we do ourselves.
He is still the master of every situation. And he has never seen a circumstance he cannot control, and he will bring us out.
I don't know who God sent me here to prophesy to this house tonight. Whatever you've been trusting him for, and whatever you've been believing him for, I want you to praise him right now like it's already.
You won't want to miss Revive 2022.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world.
So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.